Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Food 52, Simply Genius Recipes for Beginners. Busy Cooks and Curious People, by Kristen McGlore, is a modern technique-forward home cooking cookbook built around the idea that the fastest path to better food is learning directly from highly skilled cooks. As a Food 52 founding editor and the voice behind the Genius Recipes column, McGlore curates a collection of simple, dependable recipes designed to feel doable on a weeknight while still teaching transferable skills. The book leans into rule-breaking in the best sense. It questions unnecessary steps and common kitchen myths, then replaces them with clearer, often easier approaches that still deliver flavor and consistency. Beyond recipes, it functions as a confidence manual, using visual aids such as step-by-step illustrations and doneness guidance to help readers recognize what success looks like. With contributions and ideas associated with well-known cooks and writers, the book aims to make cooking less stressful, more flexible, and more intuitive for beginners and time-strapped home cooks. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, learning by standing at the elbow of expert cooks. A defining feature of Simply Genius is its teaching posture instead of presenting recipes as fixed commandments. It treats them as lessons learned from accomplished cooks and then translated for everyday kitchens. McGlore frames cooking as an apprenticeship you can do at home, collecting techniques and signature approaches from widely respected voices and showing how they solve common problems with elegance and restraint. For beginners, this reduces overwhelm because the focus stays on a small number of high-impact decisions: what to do first, what to watch for, and which steps actually change the outcome. For busy cooks, the value is efficiency. Expert habits often eliminate wasteful fuss and help you get to a great result with fewer tools and less time. The book also normalizes curiosity. It encourages readers to ask why a method works and to pay attention to sensory cues like smell, texture, and color. That combination of credible guidance and practical translation is what makes the recipes feel both accessible and worth repeating, even for cooks who already own many general-purpose cookbooks. Secondly, rule-breaking that simplifies without dumbing down rather than chasing complexity. Simply Genius argues that many kitchen rules are optional, outdated, or context-dependent. The book's rule-breaking is not about shortcuts for their own sake. It is about removing steps that do not earn their keep and emphasizing the ones that reliably improve flavor or texture. This approach is especially helpful for newer cooks who may have absorbed rigid instructions from family lore or the internet and assume there is only one correct way to cook. McGlore highlights myth-busting ideas that make cooking feel more welcoming, such as questioning whether certain standard prep steps are truly necessary. The underlying theme is permission to choose the method that fits your schedule, your pantry, and your comfort level, while still aiming for great results. Importantly, the book does not treat simplicity as blandness. It channels attention toward a few powerful levers like seasoning, heat management, and smart ingredient pairing. The result is a philosophy of cooking smarter, not harder, where confidence grows from understanding the purpose of each step rather than following tradition blindly. Thirdly, visual guidance that builds real kitchen instincts. Simply Genius distinguishes itself with visual tools designed to answer the questions that often derail home cooks. Is it done yet? Did I overmix? And what should this look like at each stage? The book includes step-by-step illustrations and doneness guidance that make key transitions visible, helping readers calibrate their senses. This matters because many cooking failures are not about the recipe concept, but about timing and cues that are hard to describe in words alone. By showing how to handle common tasks and how success should appear, the book turns abstract instructions into something closer to hands-on coaching. The emphasis on doneness is particularly practical for proteins and baking, where a few minutes can make the difference between excellent and disappointing. Visual supports also reduce dependence on specialized equipment, since readers can learn to judge by observation rather than relying only on a thermometer or a timer. Over time, these aids encourage a shift from anxious rule following to intuitive cooking, which aligns with the book's broader goal of making readers feel capable, calm, and adaptable in the kitchen. Fourthly, rescue strategies and troubleshooting for everyday cooking. Another major theme is resilience. The book acknowledges that dinners go wrong and treats recovery as a normal skill, not a personal failure. Alongside recipes and techniques, it offers practical guidance for handling common kitchen problems and for improving outcomes the next time. That orientation is valuable because many cookbooks assume perfect conditions, while real life brings distractions, variable ingredients, and unpredictable equipment. By addressing what to do when something is underseasoned, overcooked, or not behaving as expected, the book supports the needs of beginners who may not yet know how to diagnose issues. It also helps busy cooks who do not have time to start over. the broader message is that good cooking is not fragile. With a few smart adjustments, many dishes can be corrected or redirected, saving both food and morale. This troubleshooting approach also reinforces learning when readers understand what went wrong. They are more likely to remember the fix and develop a mental model of cause and effect. That is how the cookbook becomes a long-term teacher rather than a one-time collection of meals. Lastly, techniques that expand through riffs and flexible reuse. Simply Genius is designed to multiply the value of what you learn. After a reader gains comfort with a particular method, the book often points toward additional ways to apply that same technique in other contexts, helping cooks build a small toolkit that travels across cuisines and meal types. This is especially useful for home cooks who want variety but do not want to memorize endless unrelated recipes. The emphasis on flexible reuse supports pantry-driven cooking and reduces decision fatigue, since one successful approach can generate multiple future dinners. It also supports skill stacking. Once you trust yourself with a foundational technique, you can experiment with new flavors, seasonal ingredients, or different proteins while keeping the method stable. This structure makes the book feel like both a recipe collection and a curriculum, where repetition is not boring but empowering. For curious cooks, riffs provide a safe framework for improvisation because the underlying logic stays intact. For beginners, it offers a clear path from copying to creating, which is ultimately the goal of cooking confidence, being able to adapt what you know to what you have and what you crave. In conclusion, Foo5B2, Simply Genius, is best suited to beginners who want reliable results, busy cooks who need efficient recipes that still taste special, and curious home cooks who enjoy understanding the why behind a method. Its practical benefits are immediate. The recipes are built to be approachable, and the teaching tools help readers make better decisions about timing, doneness, and preparation. Over time, the bigger payoff is confidence, by combining clear visuals, myth-busting simplifications, and troubleshooting guidance. The book reduces the anxiety that often accompanies cooking and replaces it with repeatable habits and flexible techniques. It also offers intellectual satisfaction for readers who like to learn from masters, since Miglore frames the recipes as a way to observe expert thinking and translate it into everyday practice, compared with many beginner cookbooks that rely on rigid instructions. Simply Genius stands out for treating readers like capable learners and for prioritizing transferable skills over novelty. And compared with more advanced chef-driven books, it stays grounded in real-life constraints, showing how smart choices, not elaborate effort, produce consistently rewarding food. If you would like to support Kristen Miglore, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!